Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the program today. Let me ask you a question, and you may think that this question is way out there in left field, and I pick left field particularly, you may think it's way out there in left field, but we're going to talk about just how serious of a question this could be. Here's the question. When the Pope comes to America here in September, will the Pope endorse Bernie Sanders for president? That's what I said. Will the Pope endorse Bernie Sanders for president? I was reading the other night articles online, and I saw one that was printed out on Renew America. Their website is www.renewamerica.com. And this particular one was written by Cliff Kincaid. And Cliff is a veteran journalist and a media critic, and obviously a columnist there for Renew America as well. But his article says this: if the Republican establishment thinks that it has a problem with Donald Trump, just wait until the Pope visits America next month and endorses socialist Bernie Sanders for president. Such a move, which is not beyond the realm of possibility, would put the head of the Roman Catholic Church firmly in the Democratic Party camp during a critical election year in which Republicans hope to turn back the tide of transformational Marxism represented by President Barack Obama. A story on the Catholic News site, it quotes then the Catholic News site as saying this, quote, is Pope Francis going to endorse Bernie Sanders, unquote. And it looks seriously at the possibility. The article noted that the words of the Pope during his trip to America, quote again, I think from that same article, says this, will be heard by millions of American Catholics who are one of the most influential voting blocks in today's political landscape, unquote. And it goes on to say, today's topics such as income inequality, health care, and the environment are resonating with voters, and Pope Francis has come down on these issues in such a way as to annoy many conservative Catholics. The end result may be, is many Catholics could be contemplating a vote for a liberal candidate, particularly a self-described democratic socialist, Bernie Sanders, unquote. Well, that's certainly interesting to think about, especially when we think about that there are currently, I think it's 7 Catholics that are candidates that are running for president, and there's only one of them that has been quoting the Pope, Pope Francis, that is. And the one that has been quoting him is a Jewish guy from Vermont named Senator Bernie Sanders. Well, let's talk about this issue. Let's talk about it with the author of that article. Again, Cliff Kincaid is a veteran journalist and a media critic. Cliff, it's great to have you on the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Kevin, great to be with you.
Well, what leads you to this conclusion? You put a lot in your article here, and I'm hoping that we can just kind of systematically work through it, Cliff, to tell people why this isn't so far-fetched.
The basic answer is that they're both socialists, Sanders and the Pope. Honest Catholics have to admit this. If you just look at what he's been saying, what he's been doing, especially his acceptance from the Marxist president of Bolivia of a communist crucifix, shows that this Pope is on the far left. And the Republicans are in a trap, in a fix, because, of course, they had invited him, I think last year, to come to speak before the Congress. Before he comes to the U.S., he's going to communist Cuba. He had made a deal with Obama to recognize that dictatorship. Then he comes to the U.S., going to speak before Congress. I think he's going to sound like a socialist then. And then he's on up to the U.N., where he's going to talk about a global green world with a mystical context of his own encyclical on climate change. So it's clear to me this Pope is never going to endorse a Republican, but on the Democrat side, Sanders looks like the one, if indeed Pope Francis goes that far.
Mm-hmm. So the issues that the Pope has already shown himself to be on the left of, starting with maybe his most recent deal here with climate change, we see that he's very much in favor of that, and as you mentioned, has got some sort of an encyclical that he's putting out, and he had some sort of a summit. However, nobody seemed to be invited to the summit that were naysayers about the effects of climate change. He also speaks down about capitalism in general. He's made a lot of statements along that line. And also, just recently, I read an article where he is very much pro-immigration, even from the standpoint, I think he believes we shouldn't have any border, a southern border. He was just going to pull some sort of a stunt here where he was going to, I think they nixed it, but he was going to cross over, I think the Rio Grande, come into the United States via Mexico by crossing the border to make some sort of a statement. So there's just at least three of the areas that this Pope, who has gone hyper-political, has shown himself to be extremely to the left of the American people, right?
He's very much to the left, I think, of most Catholics. Now, in fairness, most Catholics voted for Obama, and he's clearly a Marxist. Now, they may not have known that back in 2008, but in regard to Francis, it's on the table. Kevin, you cited several examples, his rhetoric, what he's done, the immigration issue. You have to keep in mind that the American branch of the Catholic Church is one of the most liberal in the world. Many of these bishops have gone down to the border. They've given communion wafers through the border fence to illegal aliens wanting to come in. Many of the new Catholics in this country are Hispanics, some legal, some illegal. This has provided a new cadre for the church here. So this is not too surprising, really. I think the real shock to conservative Catholics has been how Francis has turned it around and become really a heretical pope. He's rejected a lot of the ideas that were embraced by the anti-communist Pope John Paul II. He seems to have embraced not only international communism, but the New Age movement. It's very disturbing to the conservative Catholics who look at this. I've interviewed a number of them. They're very scared. They think this is really going down the wrong path. And perhaps in the long run, the politics of it may be not as serious as what's happening at the global level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned a moment ago, and that was taken directly from your article, but out of the Catholic candidates that are running, and at least at the time when this was written, they seem to be adding a new candidate every day, but at the time when this was written, I think the count was seven Catholic candidates. Only one of them has really been quoting the Pope, and that's Bernie Sanders. Is that true?
That's right, and of course he's not Catholic, but it's been amazing to me when I looked over the record, and I was actually tipped off to this by the Jesuit publication America. They noted Sanders had given a 15-minute speech on the Senate floor praising Pope Francis. He's used his social media to praise him and to quote him. This is a pope who is not only political, Kevin, but is really coming down on the wrong side of much that is good, right, just, and moral in the world today. After all, when you look at what socialism is, it's really theft. It's taking one person's property. or the property of others.
Yes.
And we have the Ten Commandments, as you yourself know.
Amen.
Being a pastor who, and this is supposed to be some of them, for the protection of private property in order to discourage people from wanting others' property and stealing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just watching what was referred to as the Truth Project with Del Tackett in the church that I pastor here at Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, and we were watching the one dealing with the state and how the gospel impacts our understanding about the state. And the question that he asked was, can the state steal? And the conclusion that we came to is, yes, the state can steal. What he means by that is, more are they able to. He's not endorsing the fact that they can steal. He's asking, is the state able to steal? Is the government able to steal? And it was surprising about how many people thought, well, you know, the government has the right to take people's property and so forth if they have a good reason for it, kind of like an eminent domain type of thing. And and they didn't seem to understand that God is pro-private property and that we can build that case very clearly from the scriptures. And so the state does not have the right to just take people's private property, which is what we see, of course, taking place in our government today.
That's right. And the Pope seems not to understand this, or else he's simply a committed Marxist. Whether he's an agent or a dupe or a willing accomplice, I don't know. But the fact is that despite the ups and downs in the stock market, the system of capitalism has done more for the freedom and liberty of people, not only here but around the world, and their material well-being than any system in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And why the Pope would run around bad-mouthing that system in favor of a system that steals other people's property is just wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I think that on all three of these things that he's against, they will actually end up harming, if you were to adopt his view of climate change, capitalism, immigration, if you adopt his liberal view of these things, that all three of those would end up hurting the poor. So the Pope is most noted, you know, as being interested about the poor. Certainly climate change will. There's no doubt about it. And as you were just talking about capitalism, if you go to a different system, just look where capitalism is not. And tell me if those people are living better lives than the poor live under capitalism here in the United States. And the answer is obvious. And I think even with the immigration issue, it's going to cause people to live lower standards of life rather than raising people up to live higher standards of life. So I think in each case, the case can be made that his view, the Pope's liberal communist type of view, Marx's view on these things, is actually going to hurt the poor. Would you agree?
I would. I mean, look at the case of Cuba, where the Pope's going to go before he comes to the United States. He made a deal with Obama to recognize that regime. You know, about one-tenth of the population of Cuba has fled since the communists took over. Most of them came here. Just in the last month, we've had several members of the Cuban national teams, athletic teams, who've been playing abroad, who've defected. They don't want to be there. The place is a basket case economically, not to mention the denial of political and economic freedom.
Mm.
But, Kevin, it goes even beyond this, and this is what I was suggesting earlier, talking about the global thing. When you look at what the conservative Catholics are saying about Francis, especially his encyclical, they point out there's a mystical element to this thing that previous popes had rejected. Where Francis in the encyclical seems to refer to the earth as some kind of spirit, and that we're supposed to be one with this spirit called the earth.
Wow.
Well, that's completely at variance with what the Bible says.
Exactly. Yeah, the worship of the, in fact, Romans chapter 1 comes to mind where God gave them over to, they worship the creation more than the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that, of course, in hyper environmentalism, where they are worshiping the earth. They want a pristine earth, and humans are part of the problem, not part of the solution. And that's a very, very poor and certainly unbiblical way of looking at things. We mentioned about capitalism. Obviously, In the Race is maybe the champion of capitalist thought. It would be Donald Trump. Well, he's at odds with what the Pope has said, too, right?
He has. He's talked about the Pope being very political. Trump is not a Catholic. He's a Protestant. But he's honest enough to say that this is just too political. He was asked something or other about what he would say to the Pope if he had a chance to meet him, and he said he'd try to tell the Pope that capitalism is the best system we got if we can get it working properly. And and of course, there are flaws to capitalism. Nobody pretends otherwise, but part of the problem with capitalism is overregulation. But it's the best system, I repeat, for human freedom and human well-being.
Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned that there are so many conservative Catholics that are, they see what the Pope is doing and they don't like it. I've just had a conversation just recently with a Catholic couple, and they are 100% against what the Pope is doing, and they want him, they just don't like him at all. Is he going to have then that much influence? Even if he comes and he does all these things that you're predicting, and maybe even endorsing Bernie Sanders, does he have that much sway still?
It's a good question. I think part of it depends on whether some of these other Catholics running in the Republican presidential primary speak out against him and take him on. Now, other than Donald Trump. But I'll tell you, there's evidence of grassroots Catholics speaking out. I did a story about a week ago on a group of them, I guess you would call them Tea Party Catholics, out in Orange County, California, where they showed up to the Christ Cathedral. You remember, it used to be Schuller's Crystal Cathedral.
Yes.
Until the Catholics bought it. But they had an event out there to promote this encyclical. A bunch of these Tea Party Catholics showed up, and they protested. Some of them got up during the middle of the event and said, this is heresy. We want our church back.
You noted in your article that the claim like this that's being made in the article was at one time spoke about as just being ridiculous, that it was never going to take place. For instance, you write this. You say a writer for a liberal magazine, Newsweek, said back in 2013 that, quote, the notion that Pope Francis is a true socialist is absurd. Socialists believe that the state taking control and commanding heights of the economy. They believe in the free market should be substituted by the command economy of which goods are produced according to the need and the prices are fixed to ensure fairness. And he's basically saying in that article, well, none of this has actually taken place. So to think about then the Pope being a true socialist is just absurd. You answer?
I answered with some quotes directly from the Pope where he talks about using the state to basically redistribute wealth. That was the Obama controversy, you remember, back in 2008 when he ran and told Joe the plumber, yeah, we need some redistribution of wealth. Well, the government's going to do that, and we've seen that with Obama. But with the Pope, he specifically said so. And it's not just the statements. In the encyclical, he endorses this notion of a world political authority, really a world government, to redistribute the wealth of the earth on the grounds that we in the United States, we are, and the Western world, are too rich. We've exploited too many resources, and we owe the rest of the world. And if we're not going to give it up voluntarily, well, world government's going to do so through global taxes, probably.
You would think, Cliff, that the argument against socialism would be so easy. We could just simply point them to places like Venezuela or Cuba and just say, well, look at what's taking place there. You tell me now if that is what we want to take place here. Why doesn't that resonate with people?
Well, because, you know, I've written a book. It's coming out in a few weeks on the appeal of Marxism. It's never going to die because it holds out the promise of a heaven on earth. And people don't want to wait to go to the next life. They want that now. And This gives people the excuse for arguing that, hey, they're helping the poor. We're going to take this to help others. Now, that's not consistent with what Jesus taught, but they've got this modern version. It's popularly referred to in Catholic circles as liberation theology.
Yes.
And they want to bring this about, and they think they're doing good. And it's promoting what they call social justice. It's, you know, no matter how many times it fails, they're still going to go forward because they think they're going to get it right this time.
Mm. You had pointed out in your article what a pickle this was going to put the Republican, at least the Republican establishment, in. Let's give them a little bit of free advice here on the program today. Not that they're listening to anybody, it seems. But what would be your advice for what should they do when the Pope comes here and speak? They're not going to want to find themselves opposing the Pope because they're unwilling to offend anybody. So what do you think they should do, and what do you think they will do?
It's too late to disinvite him.
Yeah.
He's going to come and speak before the Congress. So they're caught in that trap. They've just got to be honest and confront him. And now, on the other side, the Democrats, the liberals, the socialists, the Marxists, they're just going to go ecstatic. They're going to go nuts. And I have to say, no matter what the Republicans do, this is going to be a big black eye for conservatives, conservative Catholics, non-Catholics alike. Because the Pope, despite waning influence or the fact that many won't take him seriously or they'll dismiss or disregard him, he still carries a lot of weight. He's a popular media figure, and it's going to be hard to go up against that because, you know, the argument will be you don't want to take on the Vicar of Christ on Earth.
Mm. Yeah, I never did appreciate that title with the Pope. Well, Cliff, we really appreciate you joining us today to talk through your article here. Very interesting. I hadn't heard anybody quite put it in those words before, but I think it really makes the point about just how political this Pope has become, and political to the left, way to the left. And so I think your article is very important to show people that. But thank you so much for joining us today to talk through it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. That was Cliff Kincaid. Again, Cliff is a veteran journalist and a media critic. The article that I was talking about is posted out on Renew America, and that website is www.renewamerica.com. Cliff mentioned there that he has a book coming out. I think if you go out there to Renew America, you can click on getting updates from Cliff Kincaid, and then you'll be notified when his book is actually released, and maybe you even see it there on Renew America as well. Again, the article was entitled, Will the Pope Endorse Bernie Sanders for President? Well, I don't know if he'll come right out and say it, but I think not in so many words he will.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. We'll be right back.